crazy things happened this year. A lot of some goofy things, you know, like the solar eclipse, the first time since like 1979, people were outside looking at the sun with the little glasses and stuff like that. A lot of fun movies opened this year, and a lot of fun stuff happened. But, you know, there's, as with every year, there are some sad things, and there's a lot of natural disasters with hurricanes, and there's the forest fires going on, and there's those awful shootings that took place towards the end of the year, and a lot of sad things happened too. But thankfully, it's a new year and a new time to, you know, start over. And it's a common time that people make changes and resolutions, and a common theme to, I think, making some changes and resolutions is using your time more wisely, or finding out, you know, good ways to make your time more productive. And I want to tell a story about a time that I did not use my time wisely. Way back in 2015, when I was a senior in college, way back then. It's a long time ago, going on 3 years. It's crazy. Way long time ago, I was a senior in college at Geneva, and I was taking a class. It was one of the last classes I'm supposed to take. So it was just meant for my major. It was just meant for seniors. It was supposed to be harder because it's, you know, senior, and it's not supposed to be an easy class or class to sleep through. But there's only 9 of us in the class because it was very specific, you know, just seniors, just this specific major, just this time of day. We only met once a week. And the very first day of class, the professor talked about this project. It's like, guys, this is a really big deal. It's due at the end of the semester. It's worth like 40% of your grade or something. You do not want to take this lightly. I'm telling you about it now. We're in three groups of three. You have 2 other people to work with. You need to work on this the whole year. I mean, this is going to take a lot of time and effort. And I was just kind of, yeah, whatever. I was a decent student, but there are certain classes I wish I'd done better on. But so unfortunately, I was paired with one of my friends, and we're kind of goofballs together. And then we're paired with a third person, a girl, also in class. And she was a little nervous about the two of us in the group, I think, because we just kind of, you know, like, oh, well, let's go play video games. Oh, we can go do this, or we can go do that. And we just, I'm afraid to say, just did the absolute bare minimum of what was required for me and him. She did the effort. She put in the effort. She did the work on her end. But, you know, this three-person project was really a more of a one-person project. And we did not use our time wisely at all. We did not put in the effort that we needed to put in. And so the day the project came, and we had a project, you know, up there, if you wanted to call it that, but it did not go very well. I mean, we presented it okay, but just the papers we turned in, the PowerPoint, everything was just pretty bad. And I remember the professor's like, I need to talk to you guys out in the hall. And I was like, uh-oh. So we walked out there, and I saw her like walking away in tears. I'm like, oh man, this isn't good. And he's like, guys, and I was like, was it really that bad? He's like, oh, yeah, that was bad. Like, he didn't hold back at all. He's like, that was a crash and burn. That was a failing grade. And I was like, oh, no, because it was worth, like, a big chunk of my grade. And so I had to pay for it later on. We still had a final left, thank God. And I studied like I never studied before in my life and was able to get a good enough grade on the final to pass the class. But it's really funny, though. My friend didn't really care at all. He's like, oh, I don't care. It's fine. We'll just study for the final. But I was a little more upset about it. But you know, our poor decision making, our poor use of time, you know, choosing to do this and this instead of making sure we, you know, took this to the writing center, or made sure someone looked over our PowerPoint, or making sure, whatever. We had all kinds of time and opportunity to make it a better finished project, but we put it in the easy bake oven. We did not do a good job with it. And
it's not like I'm a tutor. I live right there.
Yeah, and I lived at home. My mom's an English tutor at a college. I didn't even use all my tools, you know. But, you know, I regretted it, and I had to study like I never studied before in my life to get a passing grade. I missed out the last week of school on some fun opportunities because I was poring over books and making sure I knew all the definitions, and I missed out. And it cost the poor girl who worked very hard on it, but, you know, 1/3 of that didn't reflect on the whole project. It just, we didn't do our part. It reminded me a little bit, kind of a story from the Bible, and I'm going to use my Bible app here to read along. You're welcome to follow along. I'm in Matthew 25, chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. I'm just going to read it out loud, but then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took the flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a cry. Here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, since it will not be enough for us and for you, go to the dealers and buy for yourselves. And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came, also saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the hour nor the day. So, you know, that verse, first of all, I find it kind of funny. The other ones weren't willing to share their oil. They're like, no, go get your own. I just think it's kind of, I don't know, I just thought that was funny. But, so they made them run to Walmart to get more oil. But they, you know, from my understanding, in that culture and time, it was kind of like those are the eligible bachelorettes. And then the eligible bachelor comes up and he gets to get his pick of the litter. And that's just kind of how it was back then. But it looked much better if you were there and you're attentive, you're ready to go and proceed to the wedding. And there's all the ceremonies and stuff like that. But the 5 of them, the 5 foolish ones, did not make good use of their time. And they weren't well prepared. And the other ones were. And then it was too late eventually. They missed out on the opportunity. And of course, they went to knock at the wedding reception, and he wouldn't let them in. He was like, no, I don't know you. You know, and the door was shut. And of course, the bridegroom, or the bridesmaids, or the virgins kind of represent, who do you think? Us, the church. You know, the bridegroom is Jesus. The celebration is eternal life. And sometimes by not using our time wisely or being neglectful with it, we can lose out on some great opportunities. You know, it's very important to use our time wisely. You know, I mentioned my silly story, but there are other moments, other times that are a little, you know, deeper and more personal, but that I could have mentioned that I really do regret. I wish I can go back and like change that. I wish I'd used my time more wisely. I wish I had not made those mistakes when I made them, and I missed out on some great opportunities because of that. I mentioned earlier there was, you know, some bad things happened this year, the mass shooters and mass shootings. You know, those people had to have had family and friends. You know, what if they had maybe used their time a little more wisely and maybe they saw those people who did those terrible things going down a bad path? Maybe if they had used their time wisely and mentored to them or reached out to them, maybe they could have changed that. I don't know. But it might have been worth it. God's gift of time is very precious, and I think we take it for granted sometimes. We don't know the day or the hour it's done. It's not in our hands, and it could be over just like that, and here's another year now gifted to us that we can make the most of. I found a poem online speaking of you know, using your time wisely and the value of time that I really enjoyed. It's by a guy named Coach Mueller. I don't know who that is other than I just stole it from him, this poem I'm about to read. But and I'm not reading the whole thing, but this is how it goes, and it just helps realize the value of things. To realize the value of 1 year, ask a student who failed a grade. To realize the value of 1 month, ask a mother who gave birth to a premature baby. To realize the value of 1 week, ask the editor of a weekly newspaper. To realize the value of 1 hour, ask the lovers who are waiting to meet. To realize the value of 1 minute, ask a person who missed a train. To realize the value of 1 second, ask a person who just avoided an accident. To realize the value of 1 millisecond, ask a person who won a medal in the Olympics. Treasure every moment that you have, and treasure it more because you shared it with someone special, special enough to spend your time. Remember that time waits for no one. Treasure your friends, treasure your family, treasure God, treasure all the love in your life every minute of every day. This life will be over before you know it. And so just a challenge for you guys is, you know, make the most of it. Here's another 365 days, 12 months, 52 weeks we have to you know, really use our time for the Lord and just grow. And, you know, if you're making a New Year's resolution, how can it involve, like, growing your faith? How can it involve doing things you think God might want you to do? And then I know that, I'm going to poke fun at my dad a little bit here. I know that he's usually only about 1/35th of the way through his talk, but I am wrapping up. I have one more Bible verse I want to read to you guys, and then I'm going to close this in prayer, and I don't think there's a final song. We'll be dismissed after that, but so let me read you this Bible verse from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, probably one that most of us have heard before, but I think it fits in well. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace.